All right, here we go, everybody. Locked On Lions post-game pod. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on this Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, November 26th into Friday, November 27th. No surprise, everybody. And really, you know, this was about what we expected today. The Lions lose again to fall to 4-7 as Houston wins on Thanksgiving Day 41-25. It got so bad today that Romeo Crennel, an interim coach, pretty much ran up the score on the Lions, going with a trick play, a gadget play, on a throwback pass from Duke Johnson to Deshaun Watson, and then he fired one deep to Will Fuller. As the Texans ran it up today and beat up on the Lions 41-25. We're brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com. Special sale, Black Friday sale starting today, where you get 25% off at builtbar.com. Matt Derry with you. I'm not going to repeat myself over and over again today, but this should be it for Matt Patricia. This should be it for Bob Quinn. Another embarrassing performance on Thanksgiving Day, whether there's fans in the stands, whether there's shots of Sheila Ford with her hands in her face in her hands today, whatever it is. The bottom line is the Lions stink, and the Lions got embarrassed today by a 3-win Texans team playing without starters all over the place. And here were the Lions coming out looking good at the start of the game and 7-0 lead. By the way, there will be no game balls again today, so if you're waiting on that segment, forget it. But the Lions led 7-0. Things looked good. They were running the football down the Texans' throats. Houston's running rush defense is 29th in the league coming in, and the Lions actually weren't bad today on the ground. But still, nothing ever works out with this football team under Matt Patricia or Bob Quinn, and both of them need to be fired tonight. There's a lot of speculation about Patricia losing his job, people saying this is it for Matt Patricia, but it also should be it for Bob Quinn. The general manager has put this roster together, and now you've got Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on CBS today. 5 minutes left in the game talking about, oh, yeah, you know, this team probably needs to get younger, and they're gonna the young core they're going to build around. Are we really talking about getting younger? Did Matt Patricia actually tell Nantz and Romo in the pre-production meeting about getting younger? Is he trying to save himself by saying that this is a rebuild start? What is going on? The Houston Texans are last in the league in takeaways. Yet here are the Lions throwing a pick six. Here are the Lions fumbling twice. Detroit has momentum in this game on the ground game with Adrian Peterson and Kerryon Johnson, and some number 41 is carrying the ball and fumbling in the second quarter. I don't even know who Jonathan Williams is. Why is he in the game? How about 4th-and-1 late in the game, needing a conversion, and they run fullback Jason Kabinda on a dive play and get stuffed? That, my friends, is 2020 Detroit Lions football. It's pathetic. Will Fuller, 6 catches, 171 yards today. You knew Deshaun Watson would have a big day. Passer rating of 150.4. 17 out of 25 for 318 and 4 touchdowns. Meantime, here's poor Matthew Stafford. Look, that pick six with J.J. Watt, brutal play and a brutal throw by Stafford. Telegraphed it. Stafford today threw for 295 and a touchdown and a pick. He was sacked 4 times, passer rating of 84.9. It was a disaster. And everybody is waiting now to see what Sheila Ford-Hamp is going to do. Matt Patricia post-game, asked about his job. The microphone's dropping out left and right. We got to play better. I've got to coach better. My thoughts are with the team here today. It doesn't go beyond that. This guy's 13-29-1. You know, enough already. And the players all say they're playing for the guy. That's great. But you know what? Results. Results. This team is in last place again. It's been in last place under Matt Patricia in December or late November every year at this time. They're not getting any better. They're getting worse. They can't stop anybody. The Houston Texans are pathetic. They're a 3-win football team that had 2 starting receivers out today, including Randall Cobb. Yet there's open men all over the field. Whether it was Cooks, Duke Johnson, Will Fuller. They can't get any pressure on the quarterback. They blitzed early in the game and got a little bit of heat on Deshaun Watson, but it's too little too late. Where's that stuff been for the last 3 years? Why hasn't the scheme been better? And with the injuries today to Jeff Okuda and Mike Ford, the Lions were decimated in the secondary, and the Texans knew it and took advantage of it. Why? Because the depth that was built by Bob Quinn isn't good enough. This team stinks. They've lost 4 out of 5 at home. They're 4-7, and they're going nowhere. And they're not going to make a miraculous run these last 5 games to get to 9-7. There hasn't been any major improvements made or steps forward. This club came out and punched the Texans in the mouth, and then the minute Stafford threw a pick six to make it a 7-6 game, and then the Lions started fumbling all over the place. I mean, Kerryon Johnson today, he had some nice runs, but he fumbled in a huge spot, allowing the Texans to go up 13-7. That's a second-round pick. You watch Jelani Tavai get caught up in coverage. That's a second-round pick. You watch Will Harris have no idea where the ball is. That's a third-round pick. You've got Joe Dahl benched for Ode Abushi. Joe Dahl was given a contract extension by Bob Quinn, who drafted him in the first place. You know, I mean, it's not working. There's not enough talent. And the coaching is terrible. Terrible. Jamie Collins can't guard Duke Johnson out of the backfield. The linebacker play is brutal. It's brutal. You know, today was just embarrassing. Embarrassing. And then, like I said, the Texans ran it up on them. The game was pretty much over when they decided to go gadget play on the Lions. Your thoughts on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, and at Locked On Lions. The season is over. It was over last week when the team got embarrassed by Carolina. It's over again this week. There's nothing else to do now but make the changes that are proper to go ahead, fire this coach, make Braden Combs, the special teams coach, the interim coach, because he's the only coach doing anything besides Hank Fraley, the O-line coach. You can't make Daryl Bevel the interim. The offense is unacceptable. Want to remind you, Locked On Lions, presented by Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi is refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. All right, these passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. All right, Matt Derry back with you, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Texans 41, Lions 25, in what was another grotesque performance by the Lions today. Many people upset, many of you tweeting in at Derry Speaks on Twitter. Joe Raymond writes, Matt, bring in Eric Bieniemy. Well, if you listen to my show earlier in the week, I said HLN, hire Lewis now. Get Lewis Riddick in, make him the GM. Make Eric Schaefer your executive vice president of football, and then you make Robert Saleh your head coach. Clean house. Bieniemy, fine. He's fine too. Brian Schwartz, right? If I was Stafford, I'd retire. Brandon Carpenter says HLN and bring in Bieniemy. Mike Vanderpool, my buddy from Heart of a Lions fan, an amazing Lions film, writes fart noises. Les White, didn't those same guys sign some of those older players to crazy contracts not easy to get out of? That's correct. D. Mill says, today, Sheila, today. Bill O'Brien is trending. I hope that's not for the next Lions coach, but if Bob Quinn stays, which is what I'm hearing, is Bob Quinn going to bring in his buddy Bill O'Brien and say, this guy's a proven head coach? who's won football playoff games, which he did with the Houston Texans. I certainly hope not. I certainly hope not. But there's not much to break down today, except the Lions got beat up at the line of scrimmage again. You know, Matt Patricia has lost more games in less than 3 years than Jim Caldwell lost in four. That's from Mike Rothstein. I mean, just a pathetic, pathetic performance. 13-29-1, excuse me. 13-29-1 for Matt Patricia. It's over. And for some of you to say, well, they'll wait till the end of the year, or why wouldn't they do this, or why wouldn't they do that? No, you do this now. As the new owner of the team, Sheila Ford Hampton, sending a message to your fan base that you mean business and that this losing is unacceptable. That's what you do. All of this is unacceptable. This was the Houston Texans, a team so distraught and so screwed up, they were firing their like longtime public relations people weeks ago. They're a joke. But yet here's Deshaun Watson just picking you apart. And Deshaun Watson's a great player. Great player. But he had one healthy receiver today going in Will Fuller. But the Lions couldn't get out of their own way. Pick sixes, fumbles, mistakes. Again, they line up improperly and don't and the tight ends uncovered. Uncovered. And they dominate time of possession. They actually run the football better than the Texans. But they can't stop anybody. And that is on the head coach. This was supposed to be his system. This was supposed to be, you know, his specialty. It's not working. It's time to make the change, but you got to have Bob Quinn go with Matt Patricia. This is an entire organizational failure, not just the coaching. It's everybody. Post-game pod, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you guys get your wish tomorrow and there is some news and there is a pink slip. All right? This is not personal, but a move needs to be made now to show the fans what's going on. There's not any game balls to hand out. Nobody played well today. Yeah, TJ Hockenson, 5 catches, 89 yards. Great. That's what he's supposed to do as the 8th overall pick. You lost to the Texans. We'll do all this again, possibly. If there's news tomorrow, we'll have a special edition of Locked On Lions. We love all you guys. Thanks for listening.